insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا
And it is He who sends the wind as good tidings before His mercy, and we send down from the sky pure water.
لنحيي به بلدة ميتا ونسقيه مما خلقنا أنعاما وأناسيا كثيرا
That we may bring to life thereby a dead land and give it as drink to those we created of numerous livestock and men.
Brothers and sisters, we are now into the 49th verse of the chapter. لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا That thereby we may give life to a dead land, and we give many beasts and men that we have created to drink of. This verse, dear listeners, is continuing what the previous verse was discussing. The 48th verse said, And He it is who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before His mercy, and we send down pure water from the sky. And this verse says why we are sending down pure water and rain from the sky, and what are the benefits of it. We know that this rain, this enlivening liquid, purifies our souls and our bodies altogether, and that is why in this verse we read لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا And thereby we may give life to a dead land وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا And we may give many beasts and men that we have created to drink thereof. In this verse, many beasts and men, أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا are mentioned, though all of the animals and men use rainwater. This might be the fact that it is mentioned such because it wants to refer to those who dwell in desert and those who do not have permanent water and who cannot really use rainwater directly. They are the ones who perceive this important blessing more than other people do. So when a piece of cloud appears in the sky and the rain falls, pits will be filled with clean water. Then their animals drink water from them, and they themselves also use that water. they will perceive life. They will realize the true meaning of movement in themselves and in their domestic animals when they see raindrops falling out of the sky. Also, the word, the Arabic term nusqiyahu is used in this verse. لِنُحِيَّ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتَ وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَ كَثِيرًا. And that we may give beasts and men that we have created to drink thereof. The Arabic word nusqiyahu is derived from the word isqa. As Raghib in Mufradat and other commentators believe, its difference from the word saqiya is that isqa means to prepare water and to let man to drink it whenever he likes, while the term saqi means to give someone a container of water for drinking. In other words, the word isqa has got an extensive meaning. It has got more meaning into it. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Another point regarding this verse is the fact that dead land is mentioned first, and then the beasts, and after that, men are brought up. At first it says, لِنُحْيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا, that we give life to the dead land, and then the word an'am, the beast, and then anasi, or the people. This is because when dead lands are not enlivened by rain, beasts also don't have food, when they are not fed, men cannot use them as food. Also, mentioning the enlivenment of water after the issue of purification may refer to their close relationship. In the previous verse, the discussion was about the purification of water, this function, and now how this water is used to enliven the dead lands. That is because the word tahur was used in the previous verse, and it can apply to something that is both very pure and purifier. About the word anasi that is used at the end of the verse, we can say that this word is the plural form of the word insi, which means man. And the last point regarding this verse to be mentioned is also about the order of the words mentioned. We first talked about why the dead lands is mentioned first, and then the beast, and after that, men. Let us have another look at this fact and say that in using water, we should rank agriculture first, and then there is the rank of animals, and then men. So in this verse, also, first agriculture of land, then animals, and finally men are mentioned. I assume we are done with this 49th verse of chapter Furqan. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.